Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carl Felt is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard.
This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Prints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and a wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Prints at instantprints.com/Boise or call 200-IMPRINTS, that's 208-467-7468. Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carl Felt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Carl Felt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started. Well, welcome, Jeremy. I'm so excited to have you on our show today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. So I'm very excited to hear your journey and what different roads you went down and how long it was. So where do you want to start? You want to start when do you remember getting bit by a tick?
So I never remember getting bit by the tick or ever finding the tick. I just started getting symptoms, and nobody really knew what it was at the time. This was like 30 years ago.
Wow.
But I woke up one day and I was like paralyzed from the waist down, and I couldn't move my legs. And my father thought I was like trying to get out of going to school and stuff like that, but I wasn't. I really couldn't move my legs. And they took me to the doctors. They tested me for Lyme. It came back negative. But I guess the sediment rate was off. There was things off, and they kept testing for it, and then they found it. And then they found the bullseye. I had like a red ring around my wrist.
Okay. So you got the actual bullseye rash.
Yeah. And then they had me on medication for a couple years. I believe they had my mom and my sister on medication for like a year or two.
Oh, really? So it was through your whole family?
Yeah. I was the first case in Rensselaer County and like the third case in the state, in New York State. So it was new 30 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. So do you think that your mother, I mean, I know you said that you got bit by a tick, but do you think that maybe your mother had it and passed it on to you as well, or?
I'm not sure. Nobody had symptoms like me, and nobody quite. So I was the boy of the family, and I was always outside with the pet deer in the garden and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like that was my deer. It wasn't anybody else's deer.
He'd so only come to you.
And I gave it to them.
Wow. Yeah. You know, it's really hard to know exactly how you get it unless you do know that you get bit by a tick and then you see the bullseye rash. So what did you have symptoms leading up to the day that you just woke up and you were paralyzed from the waist down?
Not that I can remember. I was so long ago and I was so young. However, I do remember waking up that day and like not being able to move my legs. And
And how old were you then?
So my mom says I was 7. I thought I was younger than 7.
Okay.
Maybe like 5 or 6, but she says I was about 7 years old.
What a scary thought for a 7-year-old to wake up and not be able to walk.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. And then, you know, that really wasn't the baddest part of the Lyme disease, right? You know, because you're a kid, you go through the process. I got treated. It went away.
Did you treat with antibiotics? Do you remember?
Yep. They did all through Albany Med, all antibiotics, did it by the book that time.
Okay.
Because they were still trying to figure out what it was at the time, too.
Okay. But they figured out it was Lyme. You went through the antibiotics. You got better. And then what? Years passed on?
Yeah. Like 30 of them.
Okay.
So I was in a hit and run motorcycle accident where I busted up the left side of my body.
Okay.
And I ended up fracturing my tibia, which is the second biggest bone in the body. And like I've been in accidents since then, but it was no big bones like a tibia, right?
Right, right.
So when you break a big bone in the body, it like shocks the body. So I did get like PTSD from it, but it also caused a flare up in the Lyme disease.
Right.
And the doctors didn't pick up on it. It went undetected for years, literally.
So you knew it was Lyme.
But absolutely.
The doctors weren't believing you.
No, it was a paper trail, right? It's not that I knew it was Lyme. I didn't know what it was at the time. Because by the time they caught it, it was in my brain and I was getting the brain fog really bad. I'm struggling with the PTSD. The doctors are trying to like heal my broken bones. And, then I went through a foot surgery where they cut out a chunk of my sciatic nerve and, the stitches didn't heal.
Okay.
And my body wasn't healing normally. And then I was having allergic reactions, breaking out in hives, not blacking out, but I go to drink a beer. I drink a beer and pass right out. Like I just pass right out, fall asleep.
Wow. Super like my sensitive.
Body. Yeah, my body would just shut down. You couldn't touch me without like me like jumping out of my skin. When I say jumping out of my skin, it was like a 9-volt battery feeling all over me.
Okay. So you had like the shock waves kind of through your body?
Yeah. I was just, my body was going through so much trauma at the time and, I just wasn't healing and I wasn't on my diet. I didn't know anything about diet or I didn't know anything about anything.
Right.
And, so the doctors are sending me to, they thought I had rheumatoid arthritis and this is when COVID came out. So I got teenagers that want to play with their friends. I'm like, no, nobody's coming over. And, it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. And, you know, so I'd go and I tested positive for all this stuff I was eating all my life, shellfish, everything. I'm testing positive for everything. They're like, well, buddy, sorry to tell you, things change in life. Then I go back and they do a double test and it didn't react to anything. I wasn't allergic to any of those foods. I was just allergic to. So my body was like all over the place. And they didn't know what it was. So as I'm going through the rheumatoid arthritis testing and all this and all that, a friend of the family recommended a doctor. He was a chiropractor. But he was a holistic doctor.
Okay.
And I went there and he did muscle testing on me. And this is, I mean, they tested me for Lyme. They did all the blood work and nothing, right? And they, all these big doctors are lost. They burnt up my insurance. I had, you know, because it was hit and run. They could do whatever they want. Any testing they wanted to do and they were doing it. They were referring me to everybody and nobody had any answers.
Right.
So this muscle test cost me $120 out of the pocket.
Wasn't it the best $120 you spent?
Right?
It really is. So many.
He saved my life. Yeah, he saved my life. He got me right back on track with everything.
Yeah. So for those listeners that aren't familiar with muscle testing, I think it's something huge that we need to spread awareness about, because, you know, the blood tests are so inaccurate unless you go and use a specialty lab like Igenics or Arbin Labs. And they're super expensive, and a lot of times the insurance doesn't cover it. But I, too, got turned on to muscle testing a few years ago. And at first, I will admit, I thought it was a little voodoo. But you know what? I thought, hey, if this doctor wants to do these funny things on me and send me home with some supplements, I'll give it a try. But it's pretty incredibly amazing in my eyes what these doctors can do with muscle testing. So, So what do they detect in your body? Lyme?
Oh, yeah. Right off the bat, he goes, this is like textbook. I go, you got to be kidding me. I've been tested through the wazoo for Lyme. I go, it can't be Lyme. I go, you're wrong. He goes, no. He broke it down to me how his testing works with the, you know, right. He brings in like, so I'm like, there's, you know, this is just like you said, it's bogus, right? You know, my, he made my arm go down somehow or something, right? So he puts me on the Des Bio program, right?
Okay.
And so let me paint the picture of this doctor. It's a husband and wife doctor. They work at like the bottom story of their house. They've been in business like over 40 years, treating and healing people, hands down, every one of them, no complaints.
Wow.
He doesn't want any, like, so being a hit and run case, right? Mm-hmm. I had lawyers, I was about to go to trial, everybody. And then they see this huge success story, and he starts getting people from the woodworks, like contacting him. He's like, listen, you gotta like not put my name. I'm like, I can't help it, right? But he doesn't want the attention, right? He actually I think he's trying to retire or something. He's old. They're like old.
Yeah. Well, and unfortunately, you know, a lot of these doctors put their name and their license on the line when they do treat Lyme. They're actually losing their licenses. We do need to work hard to protect those smaller individual doctors, you know, that are helping us by keeping their name, you know, off of social media.
Honestly, he saved my life. So all I can do is like respect his wishes.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
However, muscle testing did it. They put me on the Des Bio program. I did this box kit. Immediately, I wouldn't say immediately, but like started turning around like instantly.
Within a couple of weeks.
I'd say not even, because I was so not far gone, but you know, you're living with a family and they just want their dad and they just want to touch you and this and that. And you're just like, you're not you, you know, right. And you can't remember anything. You can't even stay in a conversation. And,
right. So you had a lot of neuro Lyme as well as the pain part of it as well. Right.
Right. So the pain part, I can deal with the physical part. It was when it was in my head, it was like really bad. And I'm a big chess player. I'd probably say I'm within the top 4,000 in the world, and I'd always be on chess.com, heavy into chess, right? And then I'm like losing hands down to people I've beaten, moves I've freaking came up with, like, and I was like, there's something wrong, right?
Right.
And then I stopped playing chess because it was so bad, but I could feel my mental, I just felt my mind going kind of, and it'd be like, I'd meet somebody and be like, who am I talking to? Like, what is their name? Like the brain fog would be just like so bad. And then by the end of the conversation, I'll remember their name.
Yeah. And it's scary too, you know, even though you're older now than you were when you were 7 and you woke up and you couldn't walk, when we go through that neural Lyme and it affects our brain in that way, it truly is scary. You know, it makes us think that we've got Alzheimer's or, you know, what is going on? Is this ever going to get better? And, you know, for those that are listening, it does get better because your memory is good now, isn't it?
It's getting better. It's getting better. So he's put me on so many different things, and he put me on something for brain fog. I go back to him. He do some more muscle testing, adjusted accordingly.
Yep.
Until I went back and he tested me, and I tested negative for Lyme, and I was like, that's awesome. I feel great. And then I went back to work, and I'm like, wow, I am hurt. And I went back and I seen him, and he's like, yeah, you're full of inflammation. And he put me on this, I forget the name of it.
Supplement or an herb.
Yeah. It's like turmeric or something like that.
Okay. But
it gets rid of all my inflammation. And now I can, you know, I'm not 100% better, but I'm a lot better off than I was.
Right. 1,000% from where you were.
I'm a lot better off than, where the mainstream doctors had me going towards rheumatoid arthritis and stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's sad because we often get swept under the rug by being misdiagnosed with Lyme, as much as the rheumatoid arthritis, MS, Parkinson's. You know, there's so many things that Lyme patients get diagnosed with because there's just not enough research on it, and there's not enough doctors out there that are willing to learn and take on this process, especially if, you know, they're in jeopardy of losing their license. So that's why we do these podcasts, is so that, you know, we can spread the awareness and then just definitely give hope to those that are listening that maybe they're having a hard time with their memory right now, and just knowing that what you went through, they can get through it too. So, yeah. So you mainly did the DesBio kit. Is that just a kit with certain supplements in it? Do you think that is what helped you the most?
Yeah. It started off with the kit, and then he had me on another kit after that. So I did like 2 years of DesBio.
Okay.
I'd have to say, before I was like cleared.
Okay. So you think that was probably your turning point, was that DesBio?
I'd say that DesBio is some good shit.
Well, I guess that's my answer.
So after getting Lyme the second time around, I learned my diet. I learned what triggers the Lyme, what it likes, what it doesn't like, between food, alcohol, everything. And I honestly, I've gone plant-based. I've gone back to homeopathic medicines. You won't even catch me eating Advil. And yeah. I've broken so many bones in my body. You won't see me eating Advil. You'll see me eating like turmeric. That medicine's called Total Flam that he has me on. Total Flam. Actually, I can go get it for you.
Okay. And that was for your inflammation?
Yeah. Okay. So my Lyme goes right to my joints, and I mean, it tears me up. Yeah, this is a vitamin C thing every day.
Okay.
I do calcium, magnesium every day. And then he's got me on this. He's got me on this as well. And then the Total Flam. And then he put me on St. John's Wort, right?
Okay.
And the best part about this doctor, right? They had me go and seeing a shrink, right? And I'd have to go and see her twice a week, and I'd have to talk to her about my problems and this and that. And she's just billing my insurance. So I see this doctor, right? And he's like, yeah, you have Lyme, but you're also suffering from PTSD. I go, yeah, I know. He goes, well, take this. And he put me on the St. John's Wort. It cleared up my PTSD. Like, it got rid of it. And I'm like, so I go and I see the lady, and I tell her all this. And I'm like, I feel amazing. And then she drops me as a patient. Like, don't even come in anymore.
It's like, oh my gosh.
She's just collecting a check.
Right.
So you have doctors out there that are like there to help you. Like he didn't get any extra money off of saying, oh, you also have PTSD and take this. No, it was all for the $120, you know, that he freaking charged me in the beginning. Right.
Yeah. Muscle testing is the way to go.
Loves helping people, you know. So I have two doctors that are like this, and these doctors, they're like one in a million. They're so hard to find, and they're all going underground right now with the COVID thing and everything that's going on right now. My one doctor, that was for my son. I have a 3-year-old son. She's selling her practice. She's going into an RV, like going underground because she's refusing to vaccinate kids. And she's going to lose her license, her practice and all that, but she lives to help people.
Yeah. There are a handful of them out there. And that's just exactly what I think of Dr. Carl Felt, that, you know, when I found him, he's the one who introduced me to muscle testing, and it just truly is mind blowing. It's the best, you know, whatever you said it cost, it was the best money I'd ever spent. And the nice thing about that too, is when you go in to see your Lyme doctor, you kind of get a weekly progress or a monthly progress report, because they're able to muscle test you each time. So they can say, okay, you know, this is getting better, or that's getting worse, and adjust your meds.
Every visit, I kept getting better and better and better. And just like you said, they got to test the progress. And
right.
Like my last visit, I didn't even lay down on a table and do a test. I'm like, I feel amazing. Thank you. Like, it was just thank yous across the board to him. He's like, that's the reason why I do it, you know?
Right. Well, I love hearing that you found such a good doctor to take care of you. So, so for those that are listening out there, are there any things that, you know, we talked earlier before the show that we talk about how important it is for our diet to stay on track, but now that you're feeling better, are there still things that you do regularly? Are you still detoxing regularly? Obviously your diet has probably still stayed the same, pretty strict. Because, you know, when you find what works for us, we don't want to go back and negate from it. So
you say detoxing every day. I drink a jug. So I'm building houses right now. And I pack my lunch and I bring it to work with me. And I put 3 bags of green tea, a chunk of lemon in there, and some honey in there every day. And I just feel as if, you know, you say detox, but you turn it into a lifestyle.
Yes.
So when I cook, I cook with ginger and turmeric, or, you know, or cayenne pepper and black pepper, or, you know, it's like you change your diet to what makes you feel right.
What makes you feel, you know, right.
I make a lot of vegetables.
You got to eventually start getting creative with vegetables, right?
Yeah, eat your vegetables.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Well, you've definitely had a journey, not just once, twice, you know, you going from being paralyzed when you were 7 to, you know, not really knowing your name practically to when, you know, 30 years later when you got. And I absolutely agree. I think that any trauma or stress to the body is definitely what can ignite your Lyme again. And it sounds like that's exactly what happened to you with the motorcycle accident.
Yeah. And it, you know, it's the last thing you think about in a situation like that, you know, they looked at it like he just broke his leg, right? He should be healing. He should be getting better. And I just start going downhill. And, you know, if it wasn't for that one doctor, I don't know what rheumatoid arthritis or what that route would have led, or that path would have led me to.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have been where I am today.
Right. All right. Yeah. So it was great to hear your story. If you could give just one piece of advice to the listeners out there that maybe are going through a rough patch right now, whether it be just not getting better, not finding the proper doctor for treatment, what What piece of advice would you share with them as to something to help them get them through?
Social media. I didn't know about all this until after I got treated and got better. And then I'm like, wow, all the information I need is right here. You know, if I had any questions or anything like that, you just post a comment and you got like, these comments are like very educational comments. Like they're educated people.
So are you talking like, about like the Lyme support groups?
Yeah. All of them.
Yes. Absolutely. Perfect. And you know, that's, I'm not sure that you are familiar with the page that I co-founded about a year and a half ago. I have the Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors page that I host with another Lyme patient. It's a great group of people, and that's my way of giving back to the community to helping them get through their journey. So thanks for that, because I definitely think, you know, the doctors always say, don't Google anything. But nowadays, yeah. You know, with Lyme, we have to be our own advocate so much. Yeah. So definitely, I like the social media idea. Reach out. Everybody's journey is different. There's not one treatment for all. But at least that will give you an outlet, you know, for your emotions as well. And get some great tips from people who have been through the journey. So, well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been great chatting and listening to your story. And I'm so excited to hear that you're well and just keep eating those veggies.
Yeah, eat your vegetables.
All right. Thank you so much. It's been a fun time.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.
Information this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review, and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carlfeldt.